What was Ellis Grudge Chore? How many of those drivers were arrested without proof of impairment because they were never impaired? Then the new legalization crime spree is, in fact, the main false confinements committed by law enforcement, a bad faith participant in the debate marijuana law. Reform should not put our community under house arrest. There is no compelling state interest to keep zero tolerance DUI laws on the books. So help us build a class action lawsuit to end this contrary policing of legal marijuana. Now that the people want legalization, the same cops are being bad faith participants in administering the new pot laws. Now they are attacking the liberated cannabis communities with false DWI or DUI arrests and false imprisonment. They're acting out of personal emotional malice because their bread and butter money stealing drug policies are above. So they don't want to change their day-to-day. Well, in this use of DUI laws, the target and kick out motorists, so no longer the state or avoid malicious officer. It's vigilante cops preying on the black community for fun and profit. It's time we stood up. Break the silence and secrecy. It's your heart, maybe we can build a class action lawsuit to end police misconduct. These are the arbitrary field sobriety tests. Test the base of bigotry, a false association with alcohol induced loss of balance. And one track games, we're here, we're high, we're used to it. On the other hand, a regular cannabis user may continuously have blood THC over 5 nanograms per milliliter, yet demonstrate no mental or physical impairment in a field sobriety test. So that is not a sobriety test, but a loyalty oath signed with the blood of your blood test. They are applying zero tolerance, prohibition standards to illegal drugs. CO blood, blood, THC over 5.